RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listeners Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls on people to return to national identity. President Joko Widodo says PKI would be crushed if it re-emerges. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo called on his people on Saturday to return to their identity as a big nation and a big country with strong work ethics and civility. He said in his speech at the Ramadan study held by the East Java chapter of Islamic organization Muhammadiyah at Muhammadiyah University in Malang, East Java, that all good values such as good character, strong work ethics, and civility have already been possessed by Muhammadiyah. Therefore, the president called on all Muhammadiyah ranks and file to invite people around them to return to their national and statehood ethics, as well as good community ethics, so that they can concentrate to create positive things for the best interests of the nation. Joko Widodo admitted that in the past 6 to 8 months, the country's energy and minds as well as budget have been used up for things which were actually not significant. He revealed that there are 3 issues that Indonesia had to settle. The first is religious vigor. The second is education to develop quality human resources for meeting tighter competition. And the third is fraternity or the spirit of brotherhood. President Joko Widodo reiterated that he would crush PKI or defunct Communist Party immediately if it re-emerged. At the Ramadan study event held by the East Java Regional Chapter of Islamic Organization Muhammadiyah in Malang, East Java on Saturday, the president said that if there is any sign of it, he will hit it. President Joko Widodo stated there have been a lot of rumors spreading so far on the re-emergence of PKI. He noted that it is already clearly stated in the Constitution, MPR People's Consultative Assembly decree, that the PKI communism is banned in Indonesia. Joko Widodo remarked that rumors had been spread on the re-emergence of PKI and that he had been protecting it. He stated that they were made up. He pointed out that in the current era of openness, no information may be hidden. He noted that he was actually reluctant to respond to the rumors, but since now he has the opportunity, he would speak up. This event is a big forum. President Joko Widodo affirmed that prosecution goes against the basic principle of state laws, so no one is allowed to engage in the act. Joko Widodo noted after attending a Ramadan study event organized by the East Java chapter of the Islamic organization Muhammadiyah in Malang on Saturday, it certainly runs counter to the basic principle of state laws. No individual, group or organization is allowed to do it. He pointed out that it is even worse if it is done on the pretext of law enforcement. He also emphasized that it may not and must not exist. It may become a barbaric state if such an act is allowed to occur. President Joko Widodo said he had already ordered the police chief to adopt firm law enforcement measures against persecution practices that should not be allowed to continue. He added that any individual, group, or organization involved in it must immediately stop it and refer all problems to law enforcers or the police. Vice President Yusuf Kalla attended an iftar with the provincial government of South Sulawesi and South Sulawesi people who joined in the South Sulawesi Family Harmony at the South Jakarta Pavilion in Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Jakarta over the weekend. On the occasion, Vice President Yusuf Kalla stated that the diversity of tribes, religions, and races in the country is a gift, and this diversity also brought the Indonesian people to their independence. Yusuf Kalla called on all Indonesians to use the diversity as a force to increase and strengthen the unity of the nation, as well as to push forward the spirit of diversity. Diversity must also be followed by tolerance in order to prevent disunity that harms the nations and the state.
Namun sebagai bangsa kita satu, tidak ada membedakan kita.
But as a nation, we are one. Nothing distinguishes us. In fact, as a nation, we are united, and the diversity gives strength to all of us. That is why we are maintaining our strength. Yusuf Kalla revealed development needs promotion of education and ease of doing business in remote areas. Also attending the break fasting were South Sulawesi Governor Syahrul Yasin Limpo, Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman, a member of the House of Representatives, and former Chairman of the House of Representatives Ade Komarudin. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The University of Pesantren Darul Ulum or UNIPDU in Jombang District East Jawa co-hosted the ASEAN Youth Interfaith Camp organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in cooperation with the local government on October the 28th next. The camp will be attended by youth as representatives of 10 ASEAN member countries and ASEAN partner countries. A number of activities have commenced to mark the 50th anniversary of ASEAN prior to the Interfaith Youth Camp. UNIP Director Ahmad Zahro said he is now starting to prepare various facilities and human resources. Meanwhile, Head of Subdivision of Social Development Cooperation, Director General of ASEAN Cooperation Ministry of Foreign Affairs Isman Pasha said due to the presence of participants from various religions and beliefs, Jombang as the host must pay attention to the sanitation and hygiene. The Foreign Ministry supports the implementation of youth interfaith camp. There is one that perhaps we have to prepare, how Islam teaches that our guests need to be honored, and our guests come from different beliefs, so something that we have to consider is sanitation instead of luxury. Meanwhile, Head of National Unity and Politics of Jombang District Administration, Mas Ud, said the appointment of Jombang to be the host in the international event that coincides with the Indonesian Youth Pledge Day on October 28th is the pride of the people of Jombang. The Ministry of Women Empowerment and Children Protection has praised the Surabaya City Government for its hard work to make the capital of East Java Province a children-friendly city. Spokesperson of the team of the Ministry National Juries for Children-Friendly Cities, Ernanti Wahyuni, said on Saturday that she came to see the innovations that Surabaya City has made so as to disseminate them to other cities. She stated that the visit by the team of six juries to the Indonesian second largest city is to conduct a field of verification. Wahyuni added that the Surabaya City government has filed a report to the team and the team has verified it. Wahyuni remarked that there has been a little change in the parameters to declare a city children-friendly this year. In the previous year, the ministry has set 31 indicators to declare a city children-friendly, and the figure was reduced to 24 this year. She also noted that there is little change compared to last year. On the occasion, Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini revealed that the programs were carried out by the city government to make the city a children-friendly one. Last item, The Indonesian Embassy in London urges Indonesians residing in the United Kingdom to avoid a number of areas of attack incidents in London Bridge, Borough Market, and Vauxhall area on Saturday. Metropolitan Police are handling the incident and ask people to avoid the incident-related areas. The Indonesian Embassy for London announced on their webpage on Sunday, June the 4th, as quoted by Antara. The embassy keeps on monitoring the latest news of the incident and coordinate with the authority in London. The embassy also asked Indonesians in England to be alert and they provided phone contact number to serve any Indonesians affected by the attack. Reuters reported the description from several eyewitnesses who saw a van hitting several pedestrians in London Bridge on Saturday. After the incident, there were at least 20 people brought to the hospital. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo calls on people to return to national identity. President Joko Widodo says PKI would be crushed if it reemerges. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me Andika in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on June 4, 1920 when the Treaty of Trianon was signed. The Treaty of Trianon was the 1920 peace agreement to formally end World War I between most of the allies of the World War and the Kingdom of Hungary, the latter being one of the successor states to Austria-Hungary. The treaty regulated the status of an independent Hungarian state and defined its borders. The principal beneficiaries of the treaty's territorial division were the Kingdom of Romania, the Czechoslovak Republic, and the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes, or Yugoslavia. The next event was in 1988 when the Egypt said it would not extend the Suez Canal after the concession expired in 1968. The emergence of Gamal Abdel Nasser in 1954 as the new leader of the Egypt, who was revolutionary replacing Muhammad Naguib, has made rapid policies for economic and political development of Egypt. On 4th June 1956, Nasser said it would not extend Suez Canal after the concession expired in 1968. Due to the termination of the concession and finally the nationalization of the Suez Canal, a short time later, war broke between Egypt against England and France. The last event was in 1962, when the paratroopers of Indonesian army jumped for the first time in West Irian. On 4th of June 1962 in Merauke, or precisely at Tanah Miring district, the paratroopers of Indonesian army jumped for the first time, led by Major L.B. Murdani. Skydiving with three of C-130 Hercules was held to release West Irian from the Dutch colonial. To commemorate it, L.B. Murdani and also Dragon Operation on 6th of November 1961 was inaugurated as L.B. Murdani Monument. On the monument, there is a text that reads, "Di sini daerah penerjunan dalam rangka pembebasan Irian Barat yang dipimpin oleh Mayor L.B. Murdani pada tanggal 4 Juni 1962, which means, here, dropping region in the frame of liberation of West Irian, led by Mayor L.B. Murdani on 4th of June 1962. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta. Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of the Week. Today, it's on involvement adjusted to the needs in the field. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla agrees with President Joko Widodo regarding the active involvement of the Indonesian National Military in dealing with terrorism. However, he warns in Jakarta on Tuesday, May the 13th, that the direct involvement of military personnel must be tailored to the needs. According to Yusuf Kalla, the handling of terrorism is in the interest of the state and the nation because it has led to criminal acts that violate human rights. So far, the handling of terrorism in Indonesia is on the right track, as indicated by a lot of praises received from a number of countries in the world. At the plenary cabinet meeting at the Presidential Palace of Bogor, West Java on Monday, May the 29th, President Joko Widodo wanted the involvement of the state-owned security apparatuses in handling terrorism in Indonesia. The president asked the role of the military to be included in the revision of Law No. 15 of 2003 on combating terrorism bill because terrorism is closely related to the issue of state security. In the cabinet meeting, Joko Widodo also instructed the coordinating political, legal, and security minister, Wiranto, to accelerate the completion of the terrorism bill. Following the instruction of the president, Minister Wiranto met the chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, and chairman of the House of Representatives, Setio Novanto, at the Parliament Complex Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday, May the 13th. Wiranto called for the support from the two leaders of the country's highest institutions to accelerate the settlement of the terrorism bill. Regarding the involvement of the military, Wiranto views terrorism is a crime against the state that must be fought together. Therefore, total effort is needed to combat terrorism, including the mobilization of all components of the nation, not only the police, but also involving the military. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Special Committee on the Bill on Terrorism, Mohammad Shafi'i, ensured that the role of military involvement in handling terrorism, as discussed by the committee, will not overlap with the police. According to him, the committee is formulating the model of military role in handling terrorism without touching the territory of the police authority. Police continue to take a role related to inherent security, such as anticipating the possibility of bombs and legal settlement-related acts of terrorism. This is because the committee agreed the bill remained with the approach of criminal justice system. The role of the military, according to Shafi'i, is devoted to certain conditions for prevention, for example, for the security of foreign nationals, embassies, and the president and vice president and their families. The role of the military will also be coordinated with the National Agency for Combating Terrorism. Therefore, the terrorism bill also accommodates the strengthening of the role of agency. The decision to deploy the military to the field is the authority of the National Agency for Combating Terrorism. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. President Joko Widodo called on his people on Saturday to return to their identity as a big nation and a big country with strong work ethics and civility. President Joko Widodo reiterated that he would crush PKI or defunct Communist Party immediately if it re-emerged. President Joko Widodo affirmed that prosecution goes against the basic principle of state law, so no one is allowed to engage in the act. Vice President Yusuf Kalla attended an iftar or fast breaking with the provincial government of South Sulawesi and South Sulawesi people to join in the South Sulawesi family harmony in Jakarta. The University of Pesantren Darul Ulum in Jombang District, East Java, is partly hosting the ASEAN Youth Interfaith Camp organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in cooperation with the local government on October the 28th next. The Ministry of Women Empowerment and Children Protection has praised the Surabaya city government for its hard work to make the capital of East Java province a children-friendly city. The Indonesian Embassy in London urges the Indonesian residing in the United Kingdom to avoid a number of areas of attack incidents in London Bridge, Borough Market, and Vauxhall area on Saturday. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2.
When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI Word Service Voice of Indonesian Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, and also culinary. Today, I will introduce Megengan tradition of East Java Province. So stay tuned in to RRI Word Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Muslims all over the world have entered the holy month of Ramadan, which is full of mercy and forgiveness from God Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. For a whole month, Muslims will purify themselves by holding back all lusts, including eating and drinking, from sunrise to sunset until the day of victory comes by the end of the month. There is a tradition in East Java's society in welcoming the holy month called Megengan, or distributing apem cake. Megengan comes from the word megeng, which means to hold back, not only suppressing appetite for eating and drinking, but also withholding all passions such as anger and other bad deeds that can break the fast. The real intention of Megengan is to remind people that they are about to enter the holy month of Ramadan when Muslims are obliged to perform a month of fasting. Megengan is usually held by the last week of Sya'ban month, that is before the Ramadan. According to the story, Megengan tradition was introduced at the time of the spread of Islam in Java, especially in East Java. During Megengan, usually people would say prayers for beloved ones who have died. In addition, people will also distribute food, especially apem cake, to friends and relatives. This apem cake is actually an indirect expression of apology, for example, to the neighbors, brothers and sisters, or people around. Because this apem comes from the word afum, which means to apologize and forgive. According to the story, because in Javanese society, they do not recognize the sound F, then the word afun turn into apwun, then become apwum, then apwum, and finally become apem. In addition to distributing apem cake, they also distribute some banana called pisang raja. According to the story, this apem and banana is put together will become an umbrella. Umbrella symbolizes protection from all trials during worship in the month of Ramadan. Judging from the basic ingredients, appam cake symbolizes cleanliness and purity because they are made from white rice, which symbolizes purity, and coconut milk, which is coconut juice, then called santan in Javanese, which can also become an acronym from Javanese words sageto nyuwun pangapunten, which means please forgive me. While sugar and salt symbolizes feelings of the heart, so that when the all materials are made into one, then has a symbolic meaning, namely the purity and sincerity of human hearts. So symbolically, eating appam cake can mean to apologize to family, relatives, and friends. And after eating this appam, usually people greet each other and apologize and then read the prayer. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Megengan, a tradition to welcome Ramadan month in East Java. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Everywood Service Voice of Indonesia, it is a pleasure to meet you again in our regular program, Miscellany. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Listener, recently on June 1st, Indonesian people commemorated Pancasila Day. Various types of activities are conducted throughout Indonesia, including in Ende, East Nusa Tenggara. Ende City is inseparable from the history of Pancasila because in this quiet town, Pancasila was born. In 1934 to 1938, Sukarno or Bung Karno and his wife, children, and father-in-law were exiled by the Dutch East Indies government to a detention center located in Ambu Gaga, Ende. The exile was deliberately done by the Dutch East Indies government to break Sukarno's relationship with his loyalties. In a place far from the capital city of Indonesia, not much can be done by Sukarno. Sukarno and his family lived simply and away from the political hustle and bustle of the big city. However, the exile did not reduce the spirit of Sukarno to fight. In Ende, Sukarno took advantage of his exile with various activities such as gardening and reading. In addition, Sukarno also explored various things ranging from Islam, painting, drama art, to pluralism. In understanding Islam, Sukarno exchanged letters with an Islamic figure in Bandung, T.A. Hasan. In the meantime, to understand pluralism further, Sukarno chose to hang out with the priest in Ende. From his various activities, Sukarno confessed that his favorite place to contemplate is under a breadfruit tree facing directly to Ende Beach. Until becoming president, Sukarno did not forget the city of Ende and the breadfruit tree. Sukarno revisited Ende in the 1950s, as quoted from the book Bung Karno and Pancasila, Inspiration from the Flores to Nusantara, Sukarno mentioned that it was in the city Ende the initiation of process Pancasila had begun. Thank you. Little time had passed, and these people do not forget Sukarno to commemorate the exile of Sukarno and the process of the birth of Pancasila. A nationality parade is held every year on the Pancasila Day. The parade is filled with participants representing all Andes people carrying the distinctive cloth of Ende, which cover their bodies. In addition to the nationality parade, the local government also built Bung Karno Perennial Park at the same location where Sukarno contemplated in the past. In the park stands a breadfruit tree with 5 branches symbolizing the ideology of Pancasila. Moreover, Andes people and local government also continue to keep the existence of Bung Karno Exile House, so the condition is still well maintained until now. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Now, we would like to appreciate your reception reports and comments via email or Facebook fan page. We answer your letters and emails on Listener's Mailbag every Sunday. Well, here is Listener's Mailbag to be presented by Ani Hasana. So, stay tuned, listeners!
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music.
Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Christian Kurila or Kolar in Croatia. He sent his email through VOI Facebook fan page. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on September 3, 2016 at 17:1600 hours to 17:2700 hours UTC. And the symbol was 32333. Hello, Mr. Christian Kurila. Thank you for your report. We'll soon send your request. Don't forget to listen to Listener's Mailbag every Sunday, a program in which we broadcast listeners' emails and letters. Keep on listening to Voice of Indonesia. Mr. Christian Kurila, we are looking forward to receiving your email and reception report. And special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Engkaulah cinta yang selalu bisa membuat diriku bahagia. Hidupku pun semakin sempurna. Coba kau dengarkan, inilah janjiku, takkan pernah ku lepas dirimu selamanya. Oh, baby, 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 won't you know?
Listener, now we will reply an email from Nguyen Tan Tam in Vietnam. He sent his email through VOI Facebook fan page. He was listening to our English broadcast from 1900 hours to 2000 hours UTC on March 1, 2017. In his email, he told that he heard from our music program the theme song of Sinetron's drama Bidadari. This film drama was released on TV in Vietnam 9 years ago. Hello, Mr. Nguyen Tan Tam. Thank you for your email on our broadcast, and we are really surprised to know that we have a listener who likes Indonesian drama. Thank you for your report. Stay tuned on VOI, Voice of Indonesia. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Yang
memikirkan tentang dia. Apa kurangnya aku di dalam hidupmu hingga kau curangi aku? Katakan
listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. And now we continue to reply a comment from Muhammad Aslam in India. In his email, Mr. Muhammad Aslam said that he appreciates our current program, especially Diplomatic Forum. He said it is a good program. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Aslam. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. We try to do the best for our listeners' satisfaction. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending a report. Thank you. And for you, listeners, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song.
Ukir bersama seolah pernah jadi bagian besar dalam hari-harimu. Lebih baik kita usai di sini sebelum cerita indah tergantikan pahitnya sakit hati. Bukannya aku mudah menyerah, tapi bijaksana mengerti kapan harus berhenti. Ku kan menunggu, tapi tak selamanya. Kau tepikan aku, kau renggut mimpi yang dulu kita ukir bersama. Tapi tak selamanya, takkan jera. Ku percaya cinta manis dan pahitnya kan ku terima. Kini kisah kita akhiri dengan sebelum cerita indah tergantikan pahitnya sakit hati. Bukannya aku mudah menyerah, tapi bijaksana mengerti kapan harus berhenti. Ku kan menunggu kita selamanya. Oh, ku kan menanti. Tapi tak selamanya.
Listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visiting our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4N5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4N5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, we have announced Wonderful Unison Quiz 2017, and we have selected 10 winners who are lucky to visit Indonesia this month, and they are coming now. They are visiting North Sumatra province. Congratulations to all of you. And for you who have not got a chance to win the quiz, don't worry, we are going to hold another quiz soon. And it is open for our listeners around the world, so don't miss it and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Anhya Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.